Dear listeners, welcome to Kids Express, a show on Radio Miraya 101 FM in partnership with Hold the Child organization. Today we want to tackle a very serious topic on breastfeeding. We will be joined by a guest in the studio today, a specialist in nutrition all the way from Hold the Child organization. And we'll be having also amazing buddies from Mentor Primary School as we'll be interacting and expounding on this beautiful series of nutrition under the subtopic of breastfeeding. We are just starting. It's just getting better. Everything you ever dreamt a child could say. Tune in to Kids Express every Saturday. You're listening to Kids Express, a show on Radio Miraya 101 FM. Uncle Daniel taking you today all through, and we are doing breastfeeding. And in the studio, I'm joined with amazing, amazing guests all the way from Mentor Primary School. We have Waida in the studio. Hi, Waida.
I'm okay. I'm by the name Waida Oto, in primary 8th class, the head girl of Mentor Nasarawe Primary School.
Head girl of Mentor. Today, the head of Mentor is here, huh? When you get back to Mentor, send our loves and greeting. Yes, we also have Emma in the studio. How are you doing, Emma?
I'm doing well. I'm by the name Emma Ponichas, a pupil from Mentor Nasarawe Primary School.
Wow, Emma Ponichas, you're welcome. Yes, we also have Josephine in the studio. How are you doing, Josephine?
I'm doing good and okay. I'm by the name Josephine Dawai Steven from Mentor Nasarawe and Primary School, and I feel very excited to be here again.
Wow, feeling good and okay is very good. Continue feeling good. We also have Gabriel in the studio. Gabriel, it has been long. Welcome.
Oh, thank you very much for this opportunity. I'm by the name Sovatia Gabriel from Mentor Nasarawe Primary School in P8 class.
Yes, you're very welcome. Yes, talking about breastfeeding, there are a lot of science and a lot of biology, a lot of things that go around science. So we decided to have along in the studio a specialist in nutrition. So we'll be having a very rich, enriching and a very educative interaction today. We have all the way from Hold the Child, a specialist in nutrition, Ayub Musoke. Ayub Musoke, you're welcome in the studio.
Thank you very much, Uncle Deno, for hosting us in the studio. I'd like to take this opportunity and I welcome the guests. We feel pleasure to have you here. My name is Musoke Ayub, the focal person health and nutrition for Hold the Child. And before I go far, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the management of Radio Miraya for giving us this opportunity. Educate and remind the community of entire South Sudan about early good practices of MYYCN. When I talk about MYYCN, I mean maternal, infant, young, child nutrition. I also like to take this chance to appreciate and thank the government of South Sudan amidst all the ongoing challenges. They have been able to create a supportive atmosphere for all the humanitarian aid workers across the entire country. I take this opportunity also to thank the donor community, the different sectors and protocol observed. The management of Hold the Child contributing to the welfare of the child in the entire South Sudan. Thank you very much, Uncle Deno.
Thank you so much. That was a very, 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 very wide and very intriguing and very, 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 very comprehensive introduction there. Welcome so much, Ayub, to the studio. Yes, our discussion point today will be not so much on the kids' side, but will be like kids interacting with us in the studio with the specialists, and it's just going to get interesting. Yes, to our guests in the studio, our pupils from Mentor Primary School, I want us to get straight to the first question. What comes into your mind when you hear about breastfeeding?
Yes, according to me, what comes to my mind when I hear about breastfeeding, the image of my mom, how she was breastfeeding me, that's what comes to my mind.
It seems you took a lot of breast milk.
Yes.
Yes, Emma.
When I hear about breastfeeding, I remember when I was young, when my mother used to breastfeed me.
How did it feel?
I feel so happy. I feel enjoyable. Even the milk is so nice.
Emma, it looks like you want to breastfeed again. Okay, Josephine, tell me.
When I hear about breastfeeding, the image of our small child who is still breastfeeding comes in my mind, and milk comes in my mind.
Milk. Gabriel, tell me.
Okay, when I hear about breastfeeding, something comes into my mind. For example, when my mother feeds me using her breast milk from her breasts, I feel so happy for this love she gives me every time when she breastfeeds me.
When you hear breastfeeding, you feel love, eh?
Yes.
Cool. Yes, maybe another related question. Have you ever been breastfed? If yes, how did it feel? Yes, Waida.
Yes, I've ever been breastfed and it felt so nice. Like, let me just continue breastfeeding until this age.
I'm seeing criminal mind here. Somebody wants to go and suck Nana. Man, you want to kill your mom or what? Okay. Yes, Emma.
I feel so enjoyable.
Tell me, explain enjoying how?
The breast milk is so sweet. It's nice. It's enjoyable.
Can it be compared to cow milk or this marab or nido or naan?
Even there is no need to go and buy.
You just want to. But you. Yes, Josephine.
Yes, I have ever been breastfed. I enjoyed and feel very comfortable when sucking the milk of my mother. Yes, I felt very comfortable. Yes, in the body of my mother when she's giving me the breast.
Maybe even you slept.
Yes. I feel very sleepy also. Yes.
Okay. Yes, Gabriel.
Yes, I've ever been breastfed. For example, when I used to remember sometimes because I was young, I used to be breastfed. For example, when my mom comes, I used to cry, I want breast milk and what. So she comes, she doesn't want me to breastfeed sometimes because she's busy. And then she puts me into her legs. And then, for example, if I bite her breast, she just loves me and tells me that, what is this you are doing while I'm crying?
Bad boy. Bad boy, you bite the breast, eh? You. You think it does not pain? That's not allowed. Yes, dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Kids Express, a show on Radio Miraya 101 FM. And today, Uncle Deno taking you through this amazing topic. In the studio, we have amazing guests all the way from Mentor Primary School and a specialist in nutrition from Hold the Child Organization. We are going for a short musical break. If we come back, a lot is in store for you. Please don't go away. Don't switch the dial.
I like food. Yellow, yellow, my favorite food is yellow. It's very, very good. My favorite food is yellow. I like bananas. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum. Brown, brown. My favorite food is brown. It's very, very good. My favorite food is brown. I like
is green. I like pears. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum.
White, white. My favorite food is white. It's very, very good. My favorite food is white. I like cakes. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum.
Orange, orange. My favorite food is orange. It's very, very good. My favorite food is orange. I like oranges. Yum, yum, yum.
Yum, 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 yum. Yum, 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 yum.
Yes, dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Kids Express on Radio Miraya 101 FM, and we are in the middle of a very serious discussion, and the kids are loving it, and we are doing breastfeeding. And yes, back to the studio, to our guest in the studio. Our next question would be, what do you think is the importance of breastfeeding to our pupils? Yes, Gabriel.
Breastfeeding is so important. The one use of breastfeeding is it creates love between the mother and the child. For example, if the mother comes from work and the child wants to breastfeed, the child will just come around because she knows that this is his or her mother. Starting from the kid, the child will run to the mother and say that, "Hey, mommy, you have come now. I want to come and breastfeed," and they will have some fun of mothers with the child. Mm-hmm. They are playing and then they will say, and then the child will sleep. It creates more love. The child will love the mother so much than any other person in the family.
Yeah, no wonder you love your mother. Yes. Gabriel, you confess. Yes, yes, Josephine.
Breast milk is cheap. I would like to say that breast milk is cheap because in this economic crisis of South Sudan, you cannot be able to buy the cow milk which is sold in the market. The light tin is now maybe is now 10,000. Can you imagine? Now it's just cheap. Breast milk is very cheap. Just you buy food, you eat, and breast milk contains all the food values. And breast milk make the baby or the child to grow healthy and very strong.
Ah, Josephine, thank you so much for that one. Hey, man, who teaches you all these things? Hey, you people know everything. Yes, yes, Emma.
Breast milk is easily digested.
Ah, easily digested.
Yes.
No wonder small children don't have problem of stomach. Yes, Waida.
Breast milk is safe and clean because it stays in the mother's mammary gland, so nothing will go and like the other mothers who maybe will make milk for the child and they will leave the milk open and some germs will enter. Yeah. That's why I say breast milk is safe and clean.
Ah, this is very interesting. Yeah. Yes. Anyone wants to add anything? Yes, Gabriel, you want to add something?
Yes, I want to add something. Breast milk is good for children who are small. Because that if you come and just learn and give your child milk from any foreign milk apart from the milk from the mother's breast, the child will grow with some different diseases which will affect the child in future. For example, if the child grows to being fed with other types of milk or artificial milk, powdered milk, the child will not grow healthy. So breast milk is good for the child starting when the child is big, when the child is young to the age of stopping breastfeeding.
Ah, talking about diseases, to our peoples in the studio, what are some of the diseases that can be got if kids are not breastfed very well? Yes, Waida.
Kwashiorkor. It is caused when there is no protein in the body.
Wow. Yes, Emma.
We have rickets, which is caused due to lack of iron in the body.
Ah. Yes, Joseph.
I would like to add on the point of Emma, which is rickets. And rickets is got when The baby is lacking proteins and vitamin D in the body, and milk, breast milk contains all food values. That's why I say breast milk is very important to babies.
Ah, very, very, very interesting. Yes, Gabriel.
One of the diseases which is caused by lack of breast milk is marasmus. Marasmus is caused due to lack of food proteins, vitamins, and carbohydrates in the body. This some signs of the diseases is that the child's stomach will grow big and then the child is very thin. This one is one of the causes. Because the child is not taking breast milk, the child will grow very thin and the stomach is big, or the head is big and the body is small.
Yes, it's a bad thing, but it is laughable, eh?
Yes, but it's dangerous.
Yeah, I know. We need to breastfeed our kids, yeah? Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, hey, you're listening to Kids Express, a show on Radio Miwaya 101 FM in partnership with Hold a Child. Today, Uncle Daniel taking you all through. When we come back, we're going for a short break. If we come back, we're going to have a session with the specialist. Hey, a session with the specialist just gets better. If there is someone out there, tell them to come closer to the radio. It's just going to get serious and much better after the break.
His crown, and Jill came tumbling after, and Jill came tumbling after, and Jill came tumbling after. Jack and Jill both put up the will to make the crown funny. Home they walk and stick the broke with jelly jam and honey, with jelly jam and honey, with jelly jam and honey.
And our kids are going to ask our specialist questions regarding breastfeeding. And it's time to take your notebooks there to write everything that they're going to talk about and the questions they're going to ask. Hey, it's just getting serious. Our guest in the studio, Mr. Ayub Musoke, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, please, Emma.
Okay, is it really important to breastfeed?
Ah, that's a very good question, Emma. First of all, Uncle Dana, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for selecting a very wise team, nice participants. Actually, I came to share with them my experience in breastfeeding and the knowledge, but I came to understand that now they are the ones teaching me.
Hello.
You realize that they're even telling me breast milk is very cheap. And she put it very clear, Josephine, that looking at the current situation, you cannot go and afford the milk tin, though you cannot buy breast milk. So it's very good selection of the participant. First of all, I would like to thank you, Emma, for the good question. Breast milk is really very important.
Why?
One of the reasons is you mentioned them here. You told me, one, it exposes the baby to a lot of diseases, mm-hmm. and you mentioned all the diseases. You mentioned me, Gabriel mentioned that it creates a bonding between the baby and the mother. You get a point. So at the end of the day, you only not get the food values like you mentioned, but even you become friends with your baby and with your mother, okay? So it is very important to really get the breast milk for very many reasons, like your food. Even the immunity of your body is improved when you get breast milk, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
At what age should the child stop breastfeeding?
Oh, thank you very much, Gabriel. Maybe what I would like to tell you in the first place would be, is it's a very good question, at what age should a baby stop breastfeeding? One thing I'd like to tell you is we are supposed to feed this baby within the first hour of delivery. And that one we call it initiating breastfeeding at birth. And then when we talk of breastfeeding at birth, we ideally mean you start breastfeeding within the first hour of delivery, okay? And that is when we call it day zero. Immediately the baby is delivered, we expect the mother to initiate breastfeeding at the same time. So we expect this mother to breastfeed from 0 up to 6 months. This is what we call initial breastfeeding. And when the baby clocks 6 months of age, we initiate other food values, what we call complementary feeding. So we start complementary feeding at 6 months. I'll be very little bit simple to what I mean by complementary is the foods you add to this baby at 6 months, but they should be very soft, okay? So from 0 to 6, exclusive breastfeeding. When I talk of exclusive breastfeeding, ideally I mean only breast milk, okay?
Yes.
And then from 6 months, we introduce soft complementary foods, okay? And then in between, we also add the breast milk. So you continue breastfeeding as you give complementary foods. And then this from 6, where you have introduced complementary, you go up to 12 or 9 months, where you now introduce continued feeding plus other food, additional food values. And this time, the texture of what you introduce differs, okay? Because somebody mentioned about something that breast milk is easily digested. Mm-hmm. You get the point?
Yes.
So we realize that when the baby is growing, the stomach is not yet good to accommodate hard foods, right?
Yes.
So we introduce in sequence. We don't bring all the food at once and give the baby. So the answer to your question is we expect all the mothers to breastfeed up to 2 years, okay? But ideally, it is not what is being practiced, though it is what we are supposed to do. You get my point?
Yes.
Yeah, so we breastfeed from 0 up to 2 years of age.
Okay, now, for example, if the child is born on January,
okay,
and the mother, for example, died in like July,
okay,
or April, if the mother died on April, will the child accept the mother to be changed, or will the child accept so that the child can go to another mother to be breastfed?
Wow. I need to applaud you for this again.
Let's clap for Gabriel.
Sure. Honestly, that's a very brilliant question. If a baby is born in January, okay?
Yes.
And then the mother passes away in April.
Yes.
Okay? That means this baby of ours is only 4 months and
yes.
he has become an orphan, right?
Yes.
And you said, can we get another mother to breastfeed this baby?
Yeah.
Maybe, was that a question?
Yes, was that?
Yeah. So this is a very good and a nice question, educative to all of us. The idea is, it is true, if we have a mother or another mother from the same family, okay? For example, the sister to the deceased. For
yes.
example, the mother who died has a sister. And then this sister has ever produced or has a baby. We can introduce her to breastfeed this baby. We call it lactation, okay?
Yes.
Lactation is a technical term where we mean we want this mother to again produce milk, though she had ever breastfed some time back and now she stopped. But because now we have a problem in our family, the mother to this baby has just died, so we call the other mother and tell her, hey, look, we need to breastfeed this baby, and you can do it because you are the sister to the mother of this baby. So it is possible you can bring the other mother to feed this baby. Though, we can also have another method, that is method one. That is what we call expressed milk. We can also get breast milk from a willing mother. Okay? Yes. So we express this milk, and then we can give to this same baby who has lost the mother. Ideally, the message here is like you clearly put the question, from January to April, the mother died. That means this baby of ours is only 4 months old. And in this time, we cannot introduce any food because we agree that we introduce complementary feeding at 6 months. You get the point?
Yes.
So at this point, we can only bring expressed milk, or we can bring another mother and introduce this mother to breastfeed this baby. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
I told you before that these questions are getting serious. You get your notebooks. Hey, you better get your notebook after the break.
People come in different sizes, colors, shapes, and names. No, we're different on the outside. Inside, I think we're the same. People come in different sizes, colors, shapes, and names. Though we're different on the outside, inside I think we're the same. Sometimes happy, sometimes sad, scared or silly, mean or mad. The feelings you have, I have too. We're not so different, me and you. Bet you have ideas like me. Our brains are built the same, you see. And if I understand you right, we both love peaceful sleep at night. People come in different sizes, colors, shapes, and names. Though we're different on the outside, inside I think we're the same.
The time with the specialist here continues, and our kids are really asking them very serious questions, and these questions are so, so much educative. Yes, back in the studio, our next question from Josephine.
What are the proper breastfeeding practices that you can tell us to advise out parents or people living around us?
One of the good practices we can advise the mothers are, we have been having a lot of issues with the mother, especially in the breastfeeding practices. You realize that in the context of South Sudan now, where every mother is running to do work, they don't give much time to the babies. So at the end of the day, if a mother is supposed to breastfeed this baby maybe 4 times in a day, or breastfeed on demand. When I talk of breastfeed on demand, do you get the point?
Yes.
What does it mean? Breastfeeding on demand. It means as the baby needs the milk or shows you signs of breastfeeding, for example, he's hungry, then you're able to respond. You get the point?
Yes.
So that's why I say feeding on demand. So you realize if the mother has gone for work, this baby will not be breastfed on time. That means that is one of the bad feeding what? Practices. But the good feeding practice we encourage is we should breastfeed this baby on demand. Every time the baby is crying, it should be the last sign of hunger. Because crying, you know, I'll give you a story. When a baby wants to suck the milk, he will not start by crying. He will start by pulling out the tongue, like he wants to suck something, okay? Mm. Turning the head like he's looking for the breast. Then when he sees nothing is happening, he will eventually do what?
Cry.
So crying is the last sign of the baby that the baby needs what? Breastfeed. So the good practice is one, you feed the baby on demand. And then one other thing which I would also like to show to you is, or to tell you is, there's what we call positioning of the babies and attachments. That is one of the major common practices our parents and the mothers out there, they are doing. What happens if you breastfeeding this baby and you don't hold the baby very well? I left my baby in the office. I would bring my baby and show you how a real baby is supposed to breastfeed. But the message is, positioning and attachment is very important during breastfeeding. Once the baby has poor attachment on the nipple of the mother, he will not breastfeed well. And that is why, is it Gabriel who said that he used to breastfeed and even bite the nipple of the mother?
Yes.
Okay? So those were signs of poor attachment. Mm. If the breast nipple is poorly attached, okay, that means you're not going to breastfeed the baby very well. And at the end of the day, this baby will not breastfeed and get satisfied. Instead, she will breastfeed or he will breastfeed and get tired and then leave the breast. And then you say, you all know Arabic?
Yes.
Then I know some small Arabic for you, but they will say, Jana de kalasaba sudurude. But the message is, you have not positioned the baby very well to breastfeed very well. So at the end of the day, the baby becomes very tired. So one of the good practices, you have to make good attachments, good positioning. And then the other one is feeding the baby on demand. Don't wait for the baby to cry.
Yes.
Crying is the last what?
Sign
which show that the baby need to breastfeed. Okay?
Yes.
Otherwise, thank you for that brilliant question.
Okay, what if breast milk is mixed with other types of milk? What will happen?
Thank you very much, Emma. Ideally, there is what we call rules we need to follow, especially when we are breastfeeding our babies. Your question is about what happens breastfeeding the baby with other milks, right? In my response, what I would like you to know would be, don't allow, actually when you leave this place, go and tell mommy, okay? Mommy, we are being taught that giving other milks to this baby who has not reached 2 years is not good, okay? And the most common practice here is getting those milk from the market, like Josephine mentioned. They are very expensive, okay? But they are not only very expensive, even they have no nutritional value for this baby. Because one, most of you mentioned good, brilliant answers here, where somebody was saying that breast milk is very cheap, it is easily digested, okay? It is safe and clean. Now, imagine a situation where you're going to buy the non-milk, you have to cook it. You don't know the composition, as in how are you going to mix for this baby? At the end of the day, this baby is going to take this milk with the teen and then start diureting. Am I clear there?
Yes.
This baby will start diureting. This baby will be every time sick because he has missed to get the antibodies from the milk of the breast. You get the point?
Yes.
So adding, getting milk like for the cow, for children, for babies actually, because I mentioned from 0 to 6, like I told you before. So you need to get strictly breast milk, okay? So it is not allowed to get cow's milk, you get goat's milk, you go and buy milk from the shops, and then you come and prepare for this baby, okay?
Yes.
So it is not good. Actually, when you go and read the rules in breastfeeding, even we have a code which is regulating what we call breast milk substitutes. We call it BMS. And we are trying to regulate people who go in the market and then buy those substitutes and then they give to the babies because they have no value. A baby who is breastfed is very strong compared to the baby breastfeeding on substitutes. Okay?
Yes.
So take the message home. We are not supposed to breastfeed with substitutes. The baby is supposed to get entirely breast milk. Okay?
Yes.
Is it okay for a sick mother to breastfeed the child?
Thank you very much, Waida. It is okay for the baby to be breastfed, regardless whether the mother is sick. Okay? Yes. I'll repeat it again. It has no problem for the mother to breastfeed the baby, whether the mother is what? Is sick. For only some circumstances, maybe if there is infection on the breast, and this infection should be a severe infection to the extent that there is pus collection in the breast, okay? But if there is other, like there's what we call breast engorgement, when there is too much milk in the breast, the breast tends to swell.
Yes.
Still, we advise to do some turbid sponging, okay? Turbid sponging, I mean you get some warm water with a turbid sponge or cloth, and then you express. The reason this normally happens in the first 3 days of delivery. Maybe the baby has taken long to start initiating breastfeeding or for the mother to initiate breastfeeding. So what happens? It is the milk letdowns continue to come. It flows, okay? And the baby is not sucking them out. So what happens? The breast becomes big, okay?
Yes.
And in that process, that is why the mother can feel pain and say, Yana dema biradashan sudurutai biwaja. But what you do, you get a turbid cloth, squeeze some milk out to relieve that pressure. But still, we advise the mothers to continue giving this baby as long as it has no infection like pus, mida. It about mida?
Yes.
That is when we don't allow the mother to breastfeed on the baby with an infected what? Breast. But for other cases, we do allow the mother to do what? To breastfeed. Because even breastfeeding is part of treatment for this swelling of the breast. Okay? Because it is logical. Lo mama in the leben katiri fi suduru, sa? They call it suduru?
Yes.
Uh-huh. It is only to remove that milk out, which will help the mother. So what we have to do is we still advise the mothers, please breastfeed your baby. Okay? As you're applying the other ways, like applying a warm cloth and then you squeeze out the milk. Am I clear?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Questions after questions. These guys have very serious questions. Man, these guys came ready for you.
Yeah, I can see.
Yes, we will go for a short musical break. When we come back, we will continue with the question. Everything you ever dreamt a child could say. Tune in to Kids Express every Saturday. Yes, let's dive straight to the next session. Yes, Gabriel.
I have a belief of mine that if a mother does not feed well, the breast will not be enough for the child. And if the breast is not enough for the child, for example, if the mother is sick and the mother doesn't eat well or she doesn't even like eating, how will she breastfeed the child, her child?
Okay, thank you, Gabriel. Gabriel is trying to put a question that if the mother is not breastfeeding well,
it's not eating.
No, I'm meaning that I have a belief of mine that if a mother does not eat well, the breast milk will not be enough.
Oh.
So if she's sick, how will she breastfeed her child?
So the point is, if the mother is not feeding very well,
yes,
and she's sick, how would she be able to feed the baby?
Yes.
Maybe what I would like to remind you or to tell you is even a malnourished mother or a mother who is having little food to eat is able to generate enough milk for this baby. The little time I've been in this practice shows me that it is the perception, something like what the mothers believe, like you're saying it is your belief. The mothers also believe when she's not eating well, there will not be milk to feed this baby.
Yes.
At the same time, they even say, when I am sick, leben desert batal lejanade.
Yes.
Sir?
Yes,
but that is not true. I forgot to mention something. There is the first milk which comes out of the mother. Well, it is, who knows the answer of the first milk? Okay, fine. It is called colostrum. Okay? Colostrum is the first milk after delivery. Okay? And this colostrum, if you look at the color of colostrum, is very different. Very what?
Somehow yellow.
Good. Somehow yellow. Okay? I think you breastfed a lot. That's why even you know the color of colostrum. But that is the answer. So colostrum looks yellow, but it has a lot of antibodies for this baby. But do you know what the mothers will say? Yana de batal, lebende mutu. Because the color is what?
Yellow.
Yellow. They say lebende mutu. Anamabwedine janatai.
Yes.
But the message is, if the mother is eating, even if you eat a meal in a, once in a day, you are able to generate milk for the baby. And even if you are sick, the milk is not sick. Okay? The breast milk from the breast or the milk from the breast is okay. Safe. Has no problem. I only mention if the infection is on the breast and it has passed.
Okay.
That is when that sick mother with a breast or an infection on the breast cannot feed the what? The mother. But regardless of whether you have eaten a lot of food or you have not eaten enough, breast milk will always be there. It is only that the mothers believe if she has not eaten, gal leben mafi. If she says that leben loana ayan, leben desat mut ma kwes lejana tai de batal. Lakin that is not there. They
were, yeah. Yes, man, these questions. Yes, Josephine.
I see mothers going for work and the all day babies don't have access to breast milk. Mm. Is there a strict timetable for breastfeeding?
Wow. I told you, my friend. These people are killing me with
They've come ready for you.
Yeah, man. It is a very good question, Josephine. And this is the same thing I mentioned, that the mothers go to work and our sisters and the young babies are not breastfed, because at the end of the day she takes the whole day at work and she doesn't come back home. Maybe she comes back late. So it is true for the mothers who go and spend the whole day when they are not home, they are doing a disservice to the baby. They are not providing equality to this baby, because this baby doesn't know whether you are working or you are not working. All she wants is to breastfeed.
Yes.
In a situation where you cannot be able to breastfeed the baby for the whole day when you are with the baby, we always advise the expressed milk, like I mentioned to you. The mother can express the milk and leave it to maybe somebody who is bigger, a caretaker at home, or even you if you are at home, like on a weekend, you can give your young sister the milk in a cup. Though, we normally caution about hygiene, okay? Because if the hygiene is not catered for, the baby will get an infection like diarrhea. But we advise the mothers to do expressed milk for those who work the whole day and they are not at home. So they can leave the milk in the container. Though, in the context, when you read the books, they say it can stay 8 hours when it is okay. You just need to do some warming. But here in South Sudan, it may be very different. We may not go for 8 hours. We can say maybe 5 hours, because the temperatures are very what?
High.
Are very high. So it is true, if the mother has not stayed home, we encourage to do expressed breastfeeding, where the mother expresses her own milk from the breast and then can advise the caretaker to breastfeed the baby. But we don't advise the mother to use the milk from the shop because she's not around. Especially when the baby has not reached 6 months, okay? Yeah. And even though she reaches 6 months, we advise to still continue breastfeeding this baby up to 2 years, okay? Yeah. So it is not good for the mothers to go and stay without feeding the baby. It is a wrong practice.
Cool. No timetable for breastfeeding. We breastfeed 24/7.
Exactly.
And this is very serious.
Yeah.
Yes, Emma.
Okay, at our home, babies are fed on all other types of milk. Is there anything wrong with it?
Yes, thank you, Emma. And that's a very, very brilliant question. There is something wrong with breastfeeding this baby on different forms of milk, okay? I had people mentioning about kwashako, marasma, and other things. But I'll ask you one thing. If this baby is fed on different types of milk, this is where you'll find the baby has a swollen face and the stomach is small and other parts have swollen, but you see, of course you realize this baby is not fine. because a normal person cannot only be fat on the face, okay? So these are signs that this baby is getting mixed feeding. Perhaps she's getting the breast milk, and when the mother is not around, they get the cow milk they give. When someone comes from the town, will bring the milk from the tin and they prepare, they give. So that mixed feeding is not good for the baby. Even it exposes the baby to many things, like we have seen cases where babies start diureting, okay? And diureting is major, like you said, the breast milk is good and easy to be digested. Yes. But now you get cow milk, you give the jana. You get milk from the tin, you give the baby. So at the end of the day, you are mixing a lot of feeds for this baby, and the intestines are not yet well, like, in accommodating all those forms of feeding you are giving to this baby. So let us strict. Whoever is doing it, say, mommy, this one is not good because you are doing more harm for this baby. Okay? Yes, because how do you feel when your sister is diureting from maybe for the whole day? Because when diureting continues, then we expect this baby to go and see the doctor. Okay?
Yes, okay. Waida.
Yes, I want to ask you. In some mothers, when they deliver, they can stay for 1 week without milk in the breast. What can you advise them to do?
Come again?
In some cases, in mothers, when they deliver, there will not be the milk will be not there in the breast. The milk is not there. They can stay for 1 week without having the milk in the breast. What will you advise them to do? Because they may go and buy some milk from the shop or pharmacy, then they give the baby.
Okay. Yeah, that's a very good question, Waida. Maybe I need to remind you a bit. Like I said, if a mother has delivered, we expect to initiate early breastfeeding immediately after 1 hour of delivery, okay? And that's where we shall get the colostrum I was telling you about. But they are on rare cases where a mother can stay the whole week without starting to produce what?
Milk.
And in that regard, we normally refer, because this baby cannot stay 1 week without feeding, okay? So normally this is what we call inpatient management, where we take this baby to clearly be monitored. But the message is here, it is very rare for the mother to stay 1 week without getting the milk, because milk production starts immediately the mother is pregnant. Once the mother is pregnant, the lactation hormones start to produce what?
Milk.
Preparing for this baby, what the baby will feed on. So the message is, as the mother is pregnant, milk is being produced. Once the baby is delivered, then milk is ready for consumption. So it is in a rare case. But once it happens, we normally advise this baby or the mother to be admitted in the IP or the inpatient, where they clearly monitor this baby from day one until when they can discharge them. But it's a very good question. In that process, I've seen practices where they get him. They say, "Wadijana demoyal sukon koto sukar." They start giving things. We say, breast milk has enough water for this baby. Okay, so we do not encourage you to mix water and put sugar and then give this baby. It is not allowed. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. The questions have been totally exhausted. We will go for a short break, and when we come back, we still have the session with the nutrition specialist. Please don't go away.
Globally, 1 in 3 women and girls worldwide have experienced physical or sexual violence during their lifetime. Less than 40% of them seek help of any sort, and of these, only 10% seek support from police. And of all women who were victims of homicide worldwide in 2012, 50% were killed by intimate partners or family members. This situation cannot be overlooked. And although progress has been made, the end of violence against women and girls is far from today's reality. UN Women is committed to this cause and works with governments, national actors, women's organizations, and the civil society to end violence against all women and girls. The international community recently agreed that ending violence against women and girls is an important target for a sustainable future and a crucial matter to achieve the SDGs. During this process, we must make sure that we reach the lost woman. By its presence in more than 85 countries on all world regions, UN Women actively contributes to making this possible. We support countries in many ways, including adopting, implementing, and evaluating comprehensive laws and policies, addressing the root causes of violence through prevention strategies, and working with communities to change the social norms. Ensuring that essential services and support are accessible to all survivors. And collecting data and conducting analysis to fully understand the nature and extent of the problem. UN Women envisions a world where all women and girls are equal and empowered members of society, free of all forms of discrimination and violence by 2030. But let's not wait until then. Let's act now. We need your help and commitment to make sure that we reach the last woman. Together, we can make it happen. If not now,
a point in time has come where we are supposed to do our final remarks and our advice to the listeners outside there and the lessons we've learned. So let me start from this Gabriel. Gabriel, what would be your final remarks to the listeners outside there and your advice?
Okay, my final words to the listeners outside is about what you have been hearing, what we have been discussing here about breastfeeding is so important because some mothers who have small children may not take care of what people are telling them now. And if you are outside there, we are giving advice to those mothers who don't know or who don't know English, you may change to them in Arabic or another language you understand. Because these words we are giving them are so important. They will help their mothers. So these mothers here whose babies have lost who are orphans now since they were young and their mother who has taken over. Please don't hurt this child. Please don't hurt this child and don't think to do evil to this child because this child will grow up and one day he or she will help you. What we are doing now is because of education. If we don't have education, we would have not been discussing this thing and we could not have discovered out what is behind breastfeeding. So my thanks goes to my mother who have been breastfeeding me since I was young. I am now healthy, nothing, any disease disturbing me. Sometimes these sanitation diseases or what that one disturbing me. Also, my thanks also goes to the head teacher of maintenance and our primary school, Teacher Dick, for allowing us or giving us this opportunity to come to the radio station and teach people who are outside about this thing. And all my other friends and all the interior South Sudan, thank you very much, and take these words as useful. Don't take them for granted. Mm.
Gabriel, you can mention the name of your mother outside there, Shajad. She can be proud of you, eh?
The names of my mothers are Magdalene Wilson. And I also like to give thanks to my father, who is by the name Gabriel Majak, for this opportunity has given me to go to school and come and learn.
It's okay. Yes, Josephine.
My final remarks goes to the listeners. If you are a mother who is breastfeeding, if you use not to hear radio, please try your level best to tune next week, to tune this week and hear. Even though you are not listening to English, go and call someone who is listening and can translate it to you, such that you can take these important advices to take care of your child whom you are breastfeeding.
Thank you so very much, Josephine. Yes, Emma.
Okay, my advice to those who are listening outside, they should not mix breast milk with other types of milk. It's not good really to mix because it can cause, like, for example, the diseases that we have been mentioning.
Thank you so much, Emma. Yes, last but not least, the head girl of Menta Primary School, Madame Waida.
My advice to you there who are listening is you should breastfeed your child from the age of 0 to 6 months without mixing any food for the baby to grow healthy and very strong.
Thank you so much. Yes, and then finally, our remarks from our specialists in the studio, Mr. Ayub Musoke.
Thank you very much, Uncle Deno. Maybe to add on what the head girl of the school has mentioned, we should not breastfeed, we should not mix anything for the baby from 0 to 6 months, and we should continue to breastfeed up to 2 years of age. Okay?
Yes.
So that's very important. Thank you, Uncle Deno, for making a good selection of the participants. They really fired me with the question. At some point, I feel like, hey, these guys are hitting me well. But thank you. It has been so interactive. I'd like to end here. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so very much, our specialist for today, Mr. Ayub Musoke, for your time and coming to and accepting our requests and to accept being fired by these kids. It has been good. Yes, dear listeners, we are coming to the end of our amazing and beautiful show for today. And today, in brief, we looked at breastfeeding and we looked at the good practices that comes with breastfeeding, the importance of breastfeeding, and then how we should breastfeed, and then why is it is a do or die, it's a must for us to breastfeed our children. And we also looked at the different food values that come with breastfeeding, and then why it is important for the growth of our children, and even for the importance of breastfeeding to the mothers. We learned a lot of lessons from the children, and we also learned a lot of lessons from the specialist. And as we come to an end, we want to say thank you to everyone who has been listening outside there. Next week, we will be dealing with a very important topic yet again under nutrition. We'll be dealing with balanced diet. And we'll be having, again, different guests in the studio. And from me to you, Uncle Deno wants to tell you, have a very beautiful weekend until we meet again next week. Please, thank you for listening and have a good and a fruitful weekend. Bye-bye.